Ciriaque Alvarez is one of the so-called dreamers watching the fate of DACA today. Ciriaque came to the United States from Mexico when she was just 5 years old and has been here for 17 years. Today, she's a college graduate and an immigration rights activist working in her hometown of Salt Lake City. Ciriaque, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. What are you thinking and feeling right now as you watch this action in Washington?
I'm definitely frustrated and disappointed at the actions taken by this administration, not only from this decision, but from decisions passed about immigration and refugee issues. I definitely think it's very anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim. It's a very nativist response because we have definitely seen him go against immigrants time and time again from the beginning of his campaigning up until today. So I'm definitely frustrated and angry at the fact that 800,000 of us have benefited from this program, and even though it has only caused good, that still wasn't enough.
Are you worried right now about what your own future might be?
I definitely worry for myself, but more for my community. I have benefited from the program for the past 5 years, since I was 17 years old. So I've definitely seen what good DACA has done for me. And I know what good it could do to someone who is about to graduate high school, someone who is about to go to college and pay their way through college or pay their way to buy a car or help pay for a mortgage, help pay an apartment for their family. So I definitely worry more for my community and what it means for them.
Ciriaque Alvarez, describe how you came to this country, what the journey was like, and what your circumstances were like through your childhood.
My parents came here with a hope for the better future. And while it was difficult growing up, it wasn't impossible. And I can say today that as a graduate from a University of Utah, I can say and reaffirm that my parents' hope for a better future is reaffirmed.
Now, you were just 5 years old when your parents took you and crossed the border. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Because I came here when I was 5 years old, I grew up here. I learned the language. I came to kindergarten here, so it was easy for me to integrate into the community. However, of course, there's always that back in the back of my mind. There's always that fear that somebody would find out that we were undocumented. However, that fear, while it's still here today, DACA has allowed me to be able to come out of the shadows.
So, Ciriaque Alvarez, you just graduated from university, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was your degree in?
Political science and sociology.
So, you're a very recent college graduate. You're ready to work, I assume. If DACA goes away completely, what happens to you? What happens to you personally?
I would not be able to work here legally. And I would either have to go back to school and wait it out. Right, wait out for comprehensive immigration reform or continue organizing, advocating for my community through a different way or becoming a private contractor. I'm not sure. You know, I think there's a lot of uncertainty right now about my future, and that's definitely disappointing and frustrating.
Well, you've got that college degree. You're entering the workforce, Ciriaque. What are your plans?
I plan right now to work for a couple of years and then go to law school to become a human rights attorney or civil rights attorney.
Talk about going to college a little bit in Utah. I assume that you weren't eligible for any kind of public assistance or public tuition help since you were undocumented. Did you pay your own way?
I did, actually. Undocumented students here in Utah can receive in-state tuition. However, that's the only option. So I paid my way through college through scholarships, private scholarships, and then through my own work. So it was definitely because of the help of DACA that I was able to pay my way through school.
Ciriaque, I know you're concerned mostly about your community. I know you're an advocate, and so that comes naturally to you. Talk a little bit more about yourself and what these changes could mean for you. You've been here a long time, and now it seems like the future is a little bit uncertain.
I think your future has always been a little uncertain because DACA was a temporary relief. It has always been a temporary fix. So it definitely wasn't our end goal. It definitely isn't our end goal. And I think for me personally, it just reaffirms that we have to keep pushing harder for something more comprehensive. It means that while my life may be uncertain right now, it has always had a certain level of uncertainty. Even with DACA, DACA allowed me to push forward from when I graduated high school up until today. But the end of DACA just means that I have to find a different way to push forward. While it is disappointing and frustrating and angering that, you know, despite everything I have done for my community, everything that people like me have done for their communities, we're still not validated. Our existence still isn't validated enough to be able to say that this program should continue. I think for myself, I find strength in my faith that something better is to come. And I do hope that something better is to come, because we need comprehensive reform more than a temporary fix like DACA.
I have to say, Syriac, before we let you go, you sound like somebody who's ready to keep fighting, ready to keep advocating, and you don't really sound like somebody who's afraid of being deported.
No, because this is home. This has been home for the past 17 years. Imagine yourself going back to a place that you don't know. So, of course, we're here and here to stay, and our fight is to stay here, living our lives the way I have for the past 17 years.
Syriac Alvarez, DACA recipient, recent college graduate in Salt Lake City, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.